It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into hour number 2. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get back to our fishing reports, our bad boy story, and outside we'll talk to Stephen Munster Milam of LSU fame about his alligator hunt. But right now, I want you to listen to this performance by Emmy Vallow called I Wanna Hunt, which was written by Dr. Zappardo for her because that's exactly what she wanted to do. Here it is. I Wanna Hunt.
Now, Papa, I know I'm a girl, but you took Johnny hunting, and I can shoot as good as him.
I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi from a tree. Papa, will you take me? I wanna hunt. I like deer sausage, put it in a hot dog bun. Put a little mustard on it, yum, yum. I don't care if it's a doe. Near my tree stand, there I'm in luck. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi from a tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. To big mouth bass or succulent. To heck with school, let's do this every day. Papa, I need you to hear me through. Make me grow up just like you. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi from a tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. I wanna hunt.
Turkey is both fat and delicious. Organic and nutritious.
Well, some might say that it ain't fair. God gave us dominion over the birds in the air and all the beasts in the field. That's why I wanna shoot my next meal. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot Bambi.
All right, that is Emmy Vallow, and you'll be hearing from her next week. Very young lady, got a lot of talent, and she wanted to go hunting and ended up singing a song about it. So if you got some comments or thoughts on her performance, we'd like to hear from you. 504-260-1870. Getting back to some of the text messages that come in. Let's see. We've got a question about, we'll talk to Ryan Lambert a little bit later on. And one of our listeners picked up some of those slimy slugs we were talking about, and he wanted to know what was his favorite color. I'll ask him that. And my favorite color was a green. It wasn't a chartreuse. It was kind of a darkish green, not really a lime or light-colored green. I don't know how to describe. Maybe a forest green color. We'll find out what Ryan's favorite color was, too. Also, we got an answer from David Hubble. The gumbo cook-off today is in Orange Beach, Alabama. And, David, I want you to tell me, you know, you're kind of like me. You got one leg in Alabama and one leg in Louisiana. Tell me if there's any major differences you find between Louisiana gumbo and Alabama cooked gumbo. And we also got an answer on the ya-ya fish. And as I thought, it was a hardhead catfish because that's kind of the sound they make when you unhook them. The old-timers refer to them as a ya-ya fish. All right, 504-260-1870, and I got this one. Have you ever encountered any scary moments hunting bears? Well, I've never hunted bears, but I had several encounters in Alaska. One in particular was pretty scary. It's a little bit long story, and maybe when we get to the opening week of hunting season, we have a bear hunting season coming up in Louisiana next month in December. I'll take some time and tell you that scary story of my one of my brown bear excursions up in Alaska. All right, again, it's 504-260-1870. If you want to get a text message in, we got fishing reports coming up from Captain Mike Gallo. Paddles report, Brendan Bayard. They got the BCKFC Championship coming up. And, of course, Ryan Lambert. He could be duck hunting for the youth hunt. And you're going to hear from Stephen Munster Milam, second base star for the LSU baseball team. He and Jared Jones accompanied us on a couple of hunts. We went quail hunting. But this week, featured on a Tigers in the Wild episode on Bayou Wild TV, Stephen and Jared go after gators with Cajun Fishing Adventures. We'll talk to him all about that. Stick around. Got a lot more to go in the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO, including all the privileges you get on a $249 per year membership, includes 24/7 expert service nationwide, no matter where your boat is. It's free towing, fuel delivery, jump starts for electrical problems. They will tow you dock to dock, whatever it takes to get you back to safety. Also, you can qualify for discounts on purchasing fuel and lodging and a whole lot more from their Advantage Network partners. There's a lot of benefits. You can see them all by going online to CETO.com. You can also sign up directly there. Or if you prefer to call Captain Chris, he's one phone call away. It's 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545. And Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, how bad has the wind given you? What kind of problems it give you the past couple of days? It got pretty breezy out there.
Yeah, Don, the wind, you know, obviously provides us with some challenges. Fortunately, the intercoastal waterway is protected water. It's had a lot of shrimp in it, and it's had a fair amount of birds in it. And several times this week while traveling the intercoastal, we came across birds. And you might have to catch 30 to keep 8 or 10, but that's really not a bad ratio compared to what we've been dealing with a little bit earlier in the year. So that's a good area to go. Our winds have been southeasterly, so the eastern shorelines of Lake Bourne and Lake Catherine, intercoastal waterway, if you choose to go down towards the Mr. Go, a lot of that is protected as well. So you still have quite a few options. As usual, you want to find clean moving water with bait fish. So the leeward side is going to provide you clean water. Once we got away from that neap tide, we had good water movement. And the birds are obviously showing you not only where there's birds, but where there's fish. So that's been sort of our MO here recently. There's also some redfish under the birds in Lake Pontchartrain. Most of those are adults and too big, but they do provide good fun to catch, take a photo of them, revive them, and release them.
Yeah, this is a little early for that to occur. That's a phenomenon that usually happens every year. Those big reds come into Pontchartrain, and you can spot them while the birds flocks over, feeding over the top of them. But it's usually a little bit later in the year. But if you want to get in and get your line stretched, that's a great way to do it. Mike, a lot of people still asking, World Series trout, are they getting bigger, getting better? What's happened at the bridges? Or has it been a little too windy to even venture out on those Highway 11 and trestle bridges?
Hadn't fished the bridges because of the wind. We did pick up a trout that was about 20 inches in the intercoastal waterway earlier in the week. A nice fat trout. Had several in the 16 to 18 inch range. So it's a slow progression. I think with the warmer water temperatures, a lot of fish have not stacked up on those bridges as of yet. There's still a lot of shrimp in the area. When the water temperatures cool down some, and the shrimp leave the area, if we get enough coal for that to happen, then those trout will settle in on those bridges. They'll be a little easier for us to pick off because they're in one area.
You know, Mike, changing weather patterns and seasons of the year and wind direction, all of that, you know, computes into to trying to figure out what to take advantage of at what time of the year. You know, one of the things this time I always think about is that the mouths of the freshwater bayous and rivers that pour into Lake Vaughan and Lake Pontchartrain, like the Pearl and Bayou Liberty and some of the others, what happens is it gets a little saltier in the saltwater bays and bodies of larger bodies. Those fish move in, and they catch a lot of that bait that's coming down out of those rivers. Have you been up into any of the rivers or at the mouth of them? And if you have, or any of you guys, what have they found?
I fished in the Pearl a couple of times, and it just wasn't as consistent as what I found heading more south down the Intercoastal Waterway toward the wall. We did catch a few fish, but just not enough to make a day of it. You know, when it's 10 o'clock and you got, say, four in the box, it's time to burn some fuel and head to where more productive grounds are. So I think the same thing about the Pearl. When it gets a little cooler, we get those water temperatures in the mid-60s or lower, the Pearl seems to turn on, the bridges seem to do better, and our water temperatures are still in the mid to upper 70s. So it'll happen. It'll just take a while.
And Mike, you know, the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge is located basically right across the street from the Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge, which does allow waterfowl hunting. Now, that's in the east zone, so that's not going to get anything open till next weekend when the youth season opens up, and you can expect to hear some shotgun blast going off. Have you noticed any birds? Boy, when you and I went to do the Dutch's Corner designation, I just did not see many birds in that area.
I've seen very few, and the ones that I did see were flying so high I couldn't tell whether they were big birds or small birds, and that's about the extent of my knowledge when it comes to identifying ducks. I know that the teal are smaller and generally fly close to the grass, but the birds that I saw were pretty high up. Now, I have no idea what they were.
Yeah, it could have been migrating birds. Well, Mike, if people want to get in touch with you and book a fall fishing trip, got that all coming up. You know, holidays, kids are going to be out of school, and I do recommend you as one of the many guides that are really good with kids, because not only do you help them catch fish, you give them some instruction to where they actually learn to fish. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Don, very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is aaofla.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope the phone rings off the hook for you, Captain Mike, and we will talk with you next week.
We got plenty of good captains. If the phone rings off the hook, we'll take care of everybody.
I know you do. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Coming back after this, it's time for you paddlers. Boy, they got a big tournament, a championship for the Bayou Coast Kayak Club going on down at Fouchon this morning. Brendan Bayard will join us to talk more about that and give you all the information you need to get out and catch some of the big ones on the out of the kayaks. Brendan Bayard's next with our paddler report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And it's time for our Stroker / Paddler's Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You head for No Wake Outfitters this coming Tuesday after you vote. That's November the 5th for its first monthly Tackle Tuesday. Every month they're going to be running a special on conventional tackle. This Tuesday special's for Daiwa reels. Buy any rod and you get 25% off a Daiwa reel to match it. In addition, you get 10% off all conventional tackle, including the local favorites like those Four Horsemen Corks and the Death Grip Jig Heads. And as well, you can get a curated selection of Spooks, Miradines, Gulp, and Fat Boys. Where? That's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. You can stop by there a little later on this morning. That's No Wake Outfitters, Airline Highway in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And Brendan, there's a lot of guys competing in the Bayou Coast Tournament Series Championship. 32 qualified anglers. What did they do to get there, and are you one of them?
Yes, sir. I'm over here. We got a nice stiff east wind that we're all paddling out in the dark to, and we're just trying to all get into our positions before the real fishing starts. But a lot of guys came out yesterday and caught a lot of fish, so it looks good despite the high winds we got.
This is a catch, photo, and release event. Tell us how that works.
Catch, photo, and release event works where you have a marker, and it could be, it's just, you could put it on a piece of paper, you could write it on your hand with a marker light or anything like that, and then you take a picture of your fish on a approved measuring device where the mouth of the fish is butted up against a 90 degree at the front, and then the tail falls where it does on the back end of that. You take a picture of that, upload it into an app. In our case, it's Turning X app. And they qualify you against each other with how many inches you are throughout the day. So, you know, we got three trout, two reds, and a flounder. So maybe if somebody gets 100 inches, 110 inches throughout the day, and we'll jockey for the top places throughout the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to think. It's going to take about 100 inches and maybe a little less because of the wind if it gets any worse over there, too. Exactly where is the weigh-in or the check-in going to be if people want to stop by there and find out all about Fishing Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Tournament Series?
We are up at the pavilion. Well, there's no pavilion there anymore after Ida, but over at the where the pavilion used to be at the Fushan Public Launch. Right there at the end of the road where before you know, the old beach bridge, right there on the left. And there's a lot of us out here, and we'll be cooking, you know, food after the event. So if you're in the area, stop by, get one of us and learn about the club.
And what time will that weigh-in and party be?
That'll be between 3 and 4. I think everybody has to be back to the launch by 3:30. But, you know, people will be showing up, you know, an hour before then. And, you know, you have to stop fishing at 2. They're just giving you a little bit of time to get back and upload your pictures to the app.
Brendan, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're pedaling out there and you're competing in the tournament. But if you could, have you ever fished Lake Verret? I got a great report on the Sakalea really turned on there. And if kayakers want to go there, you got any tips or landing spots where they might want to put in over there by Attakapau Landing or some of the other outlets by the Lake Verret area?
My son is going there in a couple of weeks, so I don't know any firsthand knowledge recently, but I will maybe get with him after that and let you know.
That sounds great. Good luck on the tournament, Brendan. We'll be looking for you in the winner's circle.
All right. Thank you, Don. Take care.
Right, there he goes, Brendan Bayard. Next week, we'll be talking to Eric Mohabarak, who celebrated a birthday last week, and that was made public by David Hubble, who says he's going to research the differences between an Alabama gumbo and a Louisiana gumbo because he's doing some judging over there at Orange Beach. All right, we also got Pickle from Ponchatoula. He wants to know how the fishing is around Happy Jack. Well, that's part of Ryan Lambert's territory. He's coming up shortly. We'll check with him. Captain Ross L. says the fishing has been fantastic down there. Nice reds and trout. And also, we're hearing from the king of the tick fall, Frankie. He says he hadn't been on the tick fall because of the high winds. And he's got his first batch of that famous Frankie's Hoghead Cheese. It's at Morton's Restaurant in Madisonville. You might want to stop by there until it runs out. Boy, it's some of the best. It is the best hoghead cheese I've ever experienced. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. And we got what I'm calling a big game trophy hunter answer to Dr. Frankenstein on this Halloween weekend. His story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I want to remind you, going on right now is the Sunshine John Deere LSU Gator Giveaway to support 4-H and FFA. This has been going on since April. It will wrap up in just a couple of weeks. Sunday, November the 17th at 11:59, they'll be doing a drawing for the LSU Gator giveaway. And if you haven't seen it, it's a purple and gold John Deere Gator. Fine-looking machine. I actually got to ride in it, and, boy, would love to own it. If you can get it for a $20 ticket, that's the 2024 LSU Gator giveaway. Benefits the Louisiana FFA and 4-H. You can win it at the LSU home game. So check it out. It's on Facebook page. Just go to Sunshine Equipment and look for the Gator giveaway. All right, we come back after this quick station identification pause. Going to tell you about what I'm calling a big game trophy hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein. We get sometimes some very unusual and unique stories to tell about our bad boys, and one of those is today, certainly no exception. So we'll do that right after we let our local stations identify themselves, where you're listening along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, today's bad boys of the outdoor story began about 5 years ago when in October of 2019, what I'm calling the trophy hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein, Arthur Shubarth paid a hunting guide $400 for the testicles of a trophy-sized Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep that had been harvested in Montana, then extracted and sold the semen, attempting to create superior hybrid sheep for trophy hunting in Texas. Now, sheep breeds that are not allowed in Montana were brought into the state as part of his conspiracy, including 43 sheep from Texas. Now, Shubarth pleaded guilty in March to charges that he and five other people conspired to use tissue from a Marco Polo sheep, illegally brought into the U.S., to clone that animal and then use the clone and its descendants to create a larger hybrid species of sheep that would be more valuable for those captive hunting operations. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice prosecutor Sarah Brown had asked that Shubarth be sentenced to prison, saying his illegal breeding operation was widespread, involved other states, and endangered the health of other wildlife. The crime involved forethought, was complex, and involved many illegal acts, according to prosecutor Brown. Now, earlier this month, U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris said he struggled to come up with a sentence for Shubarth. He said he weighed Shubarth's old age and lack of a criminal record with a sentence that would deter anyone else from trying to change the genetic makeup of the creatures on the earth, and handed down $24,000 in fines and 6 months in a Federal Bureau of Prisons medical facility to 81-year-old Arthur Jack Shubarth of Vaughan, Montana, their Dr. Frankenstein and our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, that kind of brings back the memories of another bad boy we had that was doing the same thing. He was creating hybrid Osceola turkeys down in Florida so he could charge a lot of money. Basically, guys were coming in there thinking they were hunting wild Osceolas to complete their grand slam, and they were shooting what amounted to nothing more than a domesticated tame turkey. Okay, don't mess with wildlife. They'll come down hard on you. Arthur Shubarth said in quote after he was sentenced that pretty much ruined his life, never be able to pay back the fines, and kind of ruined his life. Well, he did it on his own. I want to remind you, Bad Boys of the Outdoors is a presentation in part by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. Great group of guys and girls. They're a nonprofit group. They do a lot of good. They have scholarship funds, and when their members are in need, they use those funds for their members. And what you can get is some T-shirts and koozies and hats and sweatshirts. And in doing that, you'll be supporting your local agents who protect our precious natural resources. You go to their website, lwaa.org. That's support, lwaa.org. All right, got some more text messages coming in, and let's see, we got an announcement to make about, we told you about the Hoghead Cheese going to be at Morton's in Madisonville, and let's see, we had some, this is what I wanted to get to, a Russell fish, R-U-S-S-E-L, have you anyone out there ever heard of a Russell fish? I got a question about what it is, and they followed it up and said, somebody said it was a freshwater redfish. And I'm thinking maybe a gasbagoo, freshwater drum, but where it got the name Russell. And They said it came from one of our famous chefs, Alex Patu. So I'm not sure. If anybody knows what a Russell fish is or how it's got its name, please let us know. We'd love to find out. All right, 504-260-1870. That is our text line if you want to shoot us a message. If you had a good fishing report, a hunting report, we'd love to share it with our audience, and that's how we can do it. All right, coming up right after this break, we're going to be joined by Captain Ryan Lambert, the owner-operator of Cajun Fishing Adventures down in Plaquemines Parish. He'll be followed up with an interview from LSU star second baseman Stephen the Monster Milam. He and Jared Jones made a trip with Captain Ryan to harvest some gators down in Plaquemines Parish. You can see how that turned out by watching this week's Bayou Wild TV episode. And if you don't know where to find that, look it up, bayouwildtv.com. All of the stations and times and networks are listed there, and also you can always catch it on YouTube. But we'll tell you what you're going to see, a little sneak preview of that, and a fishing report from Ryan is next on the Outdoors with Don DeVue Radio Network. And the plastic man this time of year has been known to go into the phone booth and come out as the man of steel, steel shot, because waterfowl season is here, at least for the youths it is in the West Zone, and next week it'll be good for everybody. Captain Ryan, you guys ready for the duck season?
Yeah, I got a couple of blinds working the jigs today, and I'm fishing the next 5 days or so. So I'll let them handle that. There's some birds down, though.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, it's great news. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of teal still around and, you know, some of those other early.
No, there's a lot of big ducks. I'm surprised because we haven't had any weather at all, but there's a lot of big ducks.
Well, good. We'll be listening next week and tell us how the kids made out there on some of them. I'm sure it'll be their first hunts. Yeah, fishing's been good down there. You know, I had a listener texted me, said he took your advice, and he went out and he finds some slimy sugs, and he wanted to know what was your favorite color.
You know, my favorite color was something they messed up on. And they messed up on a color, and it ended up kind of a chartreuse, shad-looking color. They sent me 11,000 of them because they didn't want to sell them. Fooled me.
Yeah, I used kind of like an olive green, maybe.
Yeah, it was kind of a short fruit and had a little cream streak in it. They messed them up, but boy, I was so glad they did because they sent me the whole load.
Yeah, well,
I used them for a long time. But, you know, I like there's a trout, rainbow trout that's really good. Red shad's really good. Like I say, I only break them out when I want to catch the big girls. But they got a lot of nice trout around right now, too. But, yeah. You can't keep a 2 over 20 inches. You know, you don't want to target them too much because then you're throwing them back. And I don't like, you know, catch and release on trout if I can help it.
Yeah, exactly. So what sides of the river you guys been working, you guys and girl
both
guys
sides,
down there?
Both sides. Probably 10 boats going east today and maybe 2 or 3 going west. There's a lot of boats today, and I don't want to get in that. Yeah. Everybody's got boats today, so it's gonna be quite the show out there today.
What kind of conditions are y'all getting?
It's nice right now. The wind's blowing a little harder than it seems here at the lodge, but I'm going anyhow. It's gonna be southeast. Now Monday we're really gonna catch it, gust of 30 out the southeast. I'll probably go down river that day and get behind some stuff, get in some cracks. You know, that's the good thing about being here. You always got something you could do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As far as the guys that are going to be hunting, I guess the wind's going to be in their favor this morning.
The southeast, you know, we got blinds set up for everything, you know. So, you know, if it comes up today and tomorrow, then it'll be good. But, you know, the ducks are unmolested right now, so they'll be all right. You know, just let the kids have a good time and come back and go do some fishing.
How many model ducks you think are going to be killed by mistake this morning?
Well, if they had the right guys, there shouldn't be any.
Right, but you know how other people
that's
are.
Only guys.
Yeah, if they got the word out.
They got
you know?
The word out.
Use of hunting with just the use, well, that's a different story. But all of my people with guys, so if there's a model duck killed, well, some guys will be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering about, you know, the average hunter that's going out there and they have no idea that, you know, we got a 15-day moratorium on model ducks, you know.
The model ducks are just 15 days we can't kill them. Well,
22 days counting if you count the youth, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, coming up right after you, I got Steven the Monster Milam coming on. He and Jared Jones came down there and killed a couple of nice 10-foot gators down there. So, you know.
I looked at that trailer you put out. You can see the fear in Steve's face. That alligator hit him going, huh?
Somebody told him, take a breath.
Yeah, that big gator was trying to tear the boat apart.
Yeah,
that was funny. I like that.
That gator was not happy, but that was an experience he'll never forget, that's for sure.
I think not. It was good. It's always good to get people out on something that they haven't done before, huh?
Yeah, and I tell you what, Leslie Charleville, what she does with that guy Otaku, you know, the old Japanese art.
She does a great job. Such a nice lady, too.
Yeah,
Man, I can't wait to see mine. She's going to frame it. That's going to be nice, big old 10-footer hanging in the lodge like that. All spread out. That's going to be a nice thing.
That's tedious work to paint that whole alligator, and she painted it purple in honor of LSU and then put the material over the top of it and got the imprint of it and made a shroud, basically, of the alligator. She does that with all types of fish, too.
Wow. She's talented. She's good at what she does.
Yeah, she did a red snapper for me. It really came out nice.
Well, I sure love this time of year, buddy. It's kind of muggy and hot today, though. And I don't see a front coming in sight.
No, it doesn't look like we got one coming. We're going to be stuck with this. But at least that rain that we had, the little bit of rain we had, got through. And I don't think they expect any rain for several days.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. We just got to go with it.
Yeah.
Because God sends us something different.
So you said you're on the east side or you're on the west side this morning?
I'm in my boat shed talking to you, and as soon as we hang up the phone, I'll be on the west side.
All right.
I just bringing a rod, getting it ready, and I figure I've got to do the radio show, go fight the launch and put her in there and get with it.
All right, well.
It's nice right now.
It's just a day in the life.
I'll catch some bulls.
Just a day in the life of Ryan Lambert, you know?
Yeah, I got some old customers today, too, from Shreveport.
Well, Gary Jones, long...
that man saved my house bill when I was a young man many a time.
And you mean long-standing customers or aged
long-standing
customers?
Long-standing. Well, both. He's old and I'm old. Both. I'm old now, but he's been fishing with me for 30, 40 years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But...
That's like fishing with friends.
Yeah, and then when they bring their son, Uncle Christopher, when they were a young man in fifth grade, when they started, now they... Nah, you got kids, they old, got beards and all.
Yeah, well, that's time goes on. Well, look, I'm going to let you get to work down there. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking to Steven Monster Milam about his alligator hunt in just a few minutes, and we'll invite people to watch
it
on the
hello.
All right, somebody wants to get you, give them that phone number.
Oh, yeah, they can get me at 504-559-5111, and we'll make it happen.
All righty. We'll talk next week.
Buddy.
Have
yeah,
a good
baby.
One. There he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, you never know where he's going to pop up. All right, we come back after this. He'll join us. I'm talking about LSU's second baseman, the star of the LSU team, one of the many, Steven Monster Milam, talking about his alligator hunt. You'll see on Bayou Wild TV on a Tigers in the Wild episode. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we are hoping to get a hold of Steven Monster Milam. I know he told me he had a practice game coming up today. Maybe he's got something he had to get done this morning. But anyway, hopefully we'll get him because we want to do this Tigers in the Wild preview. It's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And if you haven't watched it yet, you can catch it on YouTube or any of our local stations. You just go to BayouWildTV.com. You'll find all the channels there where it's listed, what cities and what time it airs on what channels. And if none of that works, you go to YouTube and you can pull it up and watch Jared Jones, who is the first baseman, and Steven, the Monster is his nickname, Milam, second baseman. Out with us were Captain Ryan Lambert, myself, and Chris Lecoq, our cameraman, Lance Burgess, and a guy named Blimp. He might be the star of the show, but we landed a couple of 10-footers, and it was very exciting. And a little guy from Mexico named Monster, he met another monster, and I think you'll enjoy watching that. In fact, those Tigers in the Wild episodes, we've aired several of them. We really enjoyed working with LSU athletes. We've had gymnasts. We've had volleyball players, baseball, football players, and hopefully we'll continue on another season of that coming up in 2025. We've got a few features that have yet to air. Those same two guys, Jared and Steven, we took on a quail hunt out to Crane Creek, and they got introduced to some fast-flying, fast-flushing birds, and we captured the excitement of that, so I hope you can catch that too. All right, a couple things I wanted to mention. Number one, I got some reports coming in on the from the Scales and Tails Campground. That's down at PAC, Point of Shen, from Mike down there. And he says he hears some shotguns going off, so I guess the kids are out there duck hunting near him. He said they're trying to get a few reds. The wind, hopefully not going to be too bad. A lot of trips got canceled yesterday with that wind down at Point of Shen, but it's not quite as bad today, so hopefully they'll get those trips in, and we thank Mike. He's down there. Say hello to him. Scales and Tails Campground. That's down at Point of Shen, one of the real popular places for kayakers. All right, let's see. We got this one says, there's multiple matches of Russell fish, including a species of carfish. I guess he meant garfish, and a species of snapper. I'm not familiar with the Russell fish. I'm not sure about that. All right, we got Tensaw Tom checking in. He's leaving Shell Beach, Campos Marina. Great people. They caught tons of trout, had to work for the big ones, but managed to catch the limit each day. Heading home to fish the Mobile Tensaw Delta now. Those gnats in Shell Beach are hungry, and oh my gosh, they were bad. Yeah, if you get a bad gnat day, I don't think, you know, there's a lot of good things about Shell Beach, but it has got to be one of the worst places in the world for gnats when they are on. And my go-to is a product called Amber Romance. It was never intended to be an insect repellent, but it works by far better than anything I've ever had. You buy it at, what is the name of that place that sells the ladies' products, the perfumes and body lotions and stuff? Victoria's Secret. Thank you, Cullen. I don't go there very often, so I don't really know the name, but when they see a guy with a fishing shirt and a hat walk in, they tell me they know what he's looking for. Amber Romance. Comes in either spray or a lotion. Just be careful if you're using live bait, cockahoe minnows or shrimp. If you get that on your hands and you dip it into your live well, it's going to wash off and could kill your live bait. So definitely use a dip net if you're going to be using Amber Romance or really any insecticide. A lot of people don't realize that's what happens to a lot of their bait when they're trying to deal with insect repellent at the same time. All right, we got someone wants to know, when is the youth weekend for duck season? Hello, I'm Hello Hannah. I would like to bring my grandkids one more time. Yeah, well, it's going on today and tomorrow. If you're in the west zone, if you're hunting the east zone, it will be next Saturday morning. So that's the days. You can bring them any time, but these dates are intended to give kids a jump on the other hunters before the ducks get wary. Give them a chance to get out there and get ahead of everybody else. So that's great. All right, well, let's see. We found out today. Oh, remember, daylight savings time, very important. Tomorrow or tonight, they tell you to do it at 2 a.m., but as long as you get it done, you can do it before you go to bed. Move the clocks back. Easiest way to remember this, fall daylight saving time, you fall back, and in the spring, you spring forward. You're going to gain an hour of sleep, and this is to account for shorter daylight and longer nighttime hours. It's here. And I'll give you an example. Duck shooting time today where I am in the studio would be 6:45, a few minutes earlier if you're in the east and a few minutes later if you're in the west. Tomorrow it's going to be 1 hour earlier. Be at 5:46. So same amount of light, but it'll be a different time designation. So anyway, make sure you get your clock set, and I hope you'll join us. Get your clock right for next week because you don't want to miss this show. Hope you'll join us 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. We do it each and every week. Join us for another edition of the Outdoor Show. Stuff you and I just love to talk about. We got fishing reports. We tell you about regulation changes. Good thing about radio, things pop up spontaneously, and we can instantly give you the information that you need to know before your great trip to the outdoors. Thanks to Cullen Steele playing hurt this morning, getting us through the show. Hope you'll join us next week for The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.